Hi, this is Karen Thomas. And with the holidays approaching, I thought it would be a good idea to talk about sugar and how it affects behavior. Because sometimes we are not really thinking about the changes in our children. They can be slow or they can be very, very rapid. And when they're eating the wrong foods, it directly affects their brain. Our kids on the autism spectrum are already sensitive, they have poor detoxification. And even when we clean up their bodies, their systems are still more sensitive than a lot of other people. And you'll still see everybody else sort of acting differently. They get more depressed, they get anxious, they have trouble sleeping, or they're gaining weight rapidly. Irritability is also a big one. Sugar really affects our behavior and, of course, our immune system. So we have to be careful with it. I wanted to give you a few tips at the end of this. I'll go over them again. But if you're going to eat sugar or if it's going to be in your life, and through the holidays, we know it creeps in no matter what. So it would be some tips that can help you help your body to tolerate it a little bit better. Halloween's coming. It seems like everywhere sugars just abound, right? It can affect us. Some people can get type 2 diabetes. It can weaken our gut flora and create more candida in the system, which can cause a lot of behavioral problems as well as physical problems, and of course, a weak immune system. Many foods eaten during the holidays, such as sugar and gluten, dairy, and food dyes, can be harmful to anyone. But of course, our children, again, are much more sensitive. It brings on common food allergies, inflammation in the body, as well as other physical and emotional instabilities. And they're not good for anyone. They really shouldn't be eaten anyway, but our children, again, have that extra sensitivity, so you gotta be really careful. You got to limit it. I'll go into some specifics here in a few minutes, but I thought I'd share a short story about my own son, who is now 19 in college, in his second year of college, and doing absolutely fabulously. But it took me a long time to heal his system and to write my book, Naturally Healing Autism, which gives you the complete step-by-step resource handbook of what I did to heal his system. And that is available on Amazon if you have not picked it up yet. But it took a long time. He wasn't diagnosed until he was 10 years old. And then I had to rapidly figure it out for myself. What could I do? How do I detoxify his system? All the things that were necessary to get his brain back in balance because his body was so toxic. So over the years, I had been. After he was diagnosed, by the time he was in middle school, a few years later, maybe around, he was about 13, I think he was in seventh grade, and his prior behavior issues had already started to improve greatly. So I was surprised when one day out of the blue, I received a call from one of his teachers telling me that he had really been acting out in class again. He had, or started to, because she hadn't seen it before. He had begun having a really hard time sitting still. He wouldn't leave other kids alone, kind of picking at them. He'd become disruptive again. And as I began thinking about what could be the cause, I finally realized that Halloween had been about a week before and he had eaten a bunch of candy. With his system still healing and sensitive, his candida problems returned, and a lot of his old behavioral issues crept back in as his body became more toxic. And until I could remove the candy and boost his system up again, the behavioral issues were extremely apparent from the candy and the food he had eaten. Probiotics are really, really helpful for this, for rebuilding the gut, helping to strengthen the system against the bad bacteria which sugar brings in, and sugar also feeds candida and yeast. And I have a great couple of posts on my blog at naturallyhealingautism.com. Just go into the search bar and type in candida, and you can get a lot more information on that if you're not already savvy about it. It's very important to know about it, especially for our kids on the autism spectrum. Candida and yeast gets out of control very, very quickly and causes a lot of behavioral problems. So when a candida and yeast increase in the system, it can be due to even just increased stress, which the holidays can bring as well. I think my next radio show is going to be on anxiety and stress because of the holidays again, and how we can combat that better too. But poor diet choices definitely notice changes in behavior. So by increasing his probiotic intake from the maintenance of one per day, then it helps to crowd out the bad bacteria by bringing in more good bacteria. Commonly increasing the dosage to one in the morning and then one at night for a few days to a week can be very helpful. And depending on their size, when my children got older and bigger, I would give a couple of them at night, like two probiotics at night, right before they go to sleep. Probiotics are definitely best on an empty stomach because when they can really grow and do their job best. And then I'd give another one in the morning. And if I needed to, I would even increase from there. I do the same thing with probiotics if my kids are catching a cold or the flu or they're getting sick in any way. Probiotics are great immune fighters. So but remember that any increase in probiotics must be done very slowly over several days. It won't hurt them, but there's something called die-off. And again, naturallyhealingautism.com on my website, I have clearly written about die-off. Again, in the search bar, just type in die-off and there's a whole post on it. It basically is when the bad bacteria, the candida or yeast, are dying off in your system. But the die-off is so rapid that the liver can't keep up with the toxins and filtering them out fast enough. And basically, you can start feeling really sick. Like you can get headaches or flu-like type symptoms because it's just a toxic overload. It's not necessarily harming them, anyone so much, but it's uncomfortable. So that's when you learn to back off. And you can read about probiotics on my website as well. There's one that I really like, and I have that on my healthy home page that I recommend. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics by Essential Formulas. And they're in a small soft gel capsule that you can even puncture open and squeeze out if your child is too small to take a pill or just can't take pills even if they're older. So you can learn about those things as well, but just to know that you want to do that slowly if you increase probiotics and what might be going on. So if you notice some die-off happening or some more negative symptoms, just, reduce your dosage by one until you have a couple of days where the body can catch up. So of course, then you want to support the liver, right? The liver has to be assisted with that burden of toxicity. And I really like milk thistle. It's one of the best things in assisting the health of the liver. And there's a liquid product, again, for the small children or the non-pill takers. There's a product called Liver Life by the company Bioray. And it contains milk thistle and a few other ingredients that are really helpful in strengthening the liver and helping it detoxify. You, again, want to start slowly and work your way up to the recommended dosage. And there's more information about this as well on my website. And I've put it on my healthy home page as well, so you can look at it at the product itself. And another thing that I just thought I'd add too, I did a YouTube video on how to tell how much of a product you should be taking for dosage levels, or if that product is right for you also. So there's two different videos. One is muscle testing for finding out the proper dosage, and one is muscle testing for trying out the proper supplement to make sure that's correct for you at that time or for your child. So if you just Google Karen Thomas YouTube muscle testing video, it'll come up. So it's really easy to find. But those, I think, could be very helpful for you with these things that I'm telling you about now. So the other thing to really be aware of when you're looking at, especially candy, like at Halloween, some of the things like Kit Kats have little crispy wafers inside of them, but that's gluten. So you've got to be careful. If you know that your child is sensitive to gluten, and of course dairy is chocolate, then you really want to stray away from any of those things that might be allergic triggers. There are other food additives, such as monosodium glutamate, which is an artificial flavor enhancer, and it is an excitotoxin. it means that it excites brain cells to death. It actually kills them. Monosodium glutamate, also known as MSG, is also a huge culprit of creating anger and irritability in people. And a lot of people don't know that. If you look at many, even chip bags, the ones that have flavors, like a regular chip, say potato chip, usually doesn't have extra added MSG. But if you look at the ones that might be a cheddar cheese flavor or sometimes a sour cream and onion, those ones will have, it'll say hydrolyzed yeast extract. And that is a hidden name for monosodium glutamate as well. So be really, really careful with that. And I have information again on my website at naturallyhealingautism.com on food additives, monosodium glutamate, etc. Another one is aspartame, which is an artificial sugar alternative, and it's often used for reducing calorie intake. Or people think, oh, we can eat this, it's safe because it doesn't have sugar. It is another excitotoxin. It causes the same types of emotional symptoms as monosodium glutamate, and aspartame also kills the good bacteria in our gut. So it destroys the gut bacteria, which will again lead to more issues with the candida. And it also, aspartame, this is really interesting because people who are dieting will drink, say, a diet drink. And aspartame creates as much as 3 times the obesity of regularly sugared drinks because of the way it affects your gut and your system. So really be aware to stay away from those. They're in those things like Splenda and those little flavor packets. They're in a lot of any candy you might see that says sugar-free. You want to make sure it's either xylitol or stevia. Those are a couple of the more natural ones. Stevia is especially very natural. Both of them are. That can be just fine to eat, but they're natural. Aspartame, you absolutely want to stay away from. Don't let your kids have it. And food dyes. These are a huge one. You see these candies that are all colored, bright different colors, and the kids just love them, right? Well, these FD&C dyes are not safe, and they're known not to be safe. But the FDA has actually allowed the substances to have a certain percentage of lead, mercury, arsenic, benzidine, and more other toxins and heavy metals, because they were too hard to remove. And lead, for one, damages the brain and causes anger issues. The other substances can be equally as damaging, and they're allowed to be in these foods. I mean, they shouldn't even be allowed in the first place. There's for a list of FD&C dyes and related health issues, I do have them on my website, naturallyhealingautism.com. There is a post called Back to School Tips Part 3, and I've got this entire list that I'm going to tell you about now on that post on my website, so you can look it up and sort of revisit these. The first one, blue number 2, has been known for years to cause brain tumors called gliomas. Glial tumors account for 1/3 of all brain tumors. Red number 2, the most commonly used dye, shows increased immune system tumors, hypersensitivity to allergic reactions, and triggers hyperactivity. It is also known to cause urinary bladder tumors. Red number 3, in 1990, the FDA noted this was a thyroid carcinogen and banned it from use in cosmetics and topical drugs, but it is still allowed in candy, baked goods, and oral medications. That's another thing. If your children are taking medications of any type, be careful. Read the labels, and even ones you get from your pharmacist, they will often have food colorings in them, and they can be triggers. You might not even realize what's going into your child. So definitely always read your labels, ask questions. You know, you don't have to worry about, you know, asking too many questions. That is your job. You want to take care of your children, because other people, the FDA, et cetera, are not really doing such a great job at that. So we have to watch what goes in. Your yellow number 5 is a derivative of coal tar. Isn't that fun? This yellow food coloring is associated with asthma, hyperactivity, and behavioral problems in children. It says that flat out. Yellow number 6, known to create adrenal tumors and hypersensitivity reactions. Hypersensitivity can be to external stimuli such as light and noise, or internal moodiness such as irritability and depression. FD&C colors and medications are allowed to contain double the amount of lead as food colorings. So yes, sadly, these medications are often being taken by people who are already sick and therefore have weak immune systems and weak detoxification. Again, to revisit this list of FD&C approved food colorings and their dangers, go to naturallyhealingautism.com and type in Back to School Tips Part 3 in the search bar for that post, and it'll come up and you can revisit. For additional information on artificial food colorings, Feingold.org has a lot of fabulous information, is a really good resource for parents. That's www.feingold.org, Feingold.org. Yeah, they're a fabulous site. We also want to avoid with candy type 2 diabetes. Again, too much sugar and processed foods can tip the immune system over, but can also cause problems with the body's ability to regulate insulin release. And that's where type 2 diabetes comes in. If you're going to eat sugar, I'm going to offer you a few tips to sort of end here. For a few days prior to a stressful event or an increase in sugary or high carbohydrate foods, increase your probiotics to 1 in the morning and 1 at night to build up good bacteria ahead of time. Remember to do this slowly. The product Chromium Picolinate, this is again on my website, naturallyhealingautism.com, on the, which page is it on? It's on the My Healthy Home / products page under blood sugar control. It's a supplement that will, a natural supplement that will help to balance metabolism and balance blood glucose levels. Milk thistle, we already mentioned, that is also great for helping with detoxification. So taking milk thistle, I take it every day, and so do both of my children. When you're going to eat sweets, you want to eat them with nuts or some other source of protein. It slows down the effects of blood glucose or insulin release. So you're better off, for instance, to eat chocolate with almonds rather than eating chocolate alone. Dark chocolate is best because it has more antioxidants and a higher fiber content than milk chocolate. And fiber also is a great way. Anything with fiber in it will help to slow down the blood sugar effect or the blood glucose levels because it causes the foods to digest more slowly, which is more helpful for the system. If you're going to eat sweets again, avoid those that contain food colorings and eat your sweets within an hour's time and just be done with it. Have your kid eat everything in an hour that they're going to. I mean, I would say too, I always say, have them pick maybe a few of their favorite pieces and then that, tell them that's it and throw the rest away. That's kind of a good way to do it. But they should, that those sweets should be eaten sort of all at once, less than an hour's time, and then done with it. It's better than dragging it out for over several hours, eating candy for a long term. If you know gluten's a problem, and remember to avoid ingredients, avoid candy that one of the ingredients might be gluten. There might be some hidden gluten in it as well. So read your labels. Sugar, straight sugar, is going to be better than high fructose corn syrup by far. Avoid the artificial sweeteners, aspartame. It kills the good bacteria in your gut. And if he can tolerate sweets at all, just again, let him choose a couple of his favorite pieces. During the holidays, they come home with a bag, trick-or-treating. I know it's fun, but then maybe have them pick a couple of pieces and their favorites, and then tell them the rest can go to charity. They could help somebody else and then just throw it away. Or you just get it in the trash. Either way, so that's it. So I have so much information, valuable information I want to share with you. And I'm happy to announce that AutismOne.org has just booked me to be at their 2016 conference in May in Chicago. I'll be speaking on May 26th, and I hope to meet some of you then. And remember that my book, Naturally Healing Autism, The Complete Step-by-Step Resource Handbook for Parents, is available now on Amazon or from my website. The book offers a guide that you can implement to help your child with autism, ADD, allergies, brain health, and a ton more information. I have a regular blog, so I put out regular posts on naturallyhealingautism.com. You can even sign up to be on my newsletter or on my list so that you're alerted when there is a new post released. There's also a free quick guide available on my website, a natural practitioner guide, resource guide available on the site, and a natural allergy elimination guide available on that site as well. You can follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/naturallyhealingautism, and I'm always happy to get a like from you. And I'm also on Twitter at twitter.com/autismnatural. And your questions and comments are always welcome. So until we meet next time, be well, and I look forward to talking to you again.